And so what have we learned through this ordeal? The internet went away. It came back. But for how long, we do not know. We cannot take the internet for granted any longer. We as a country must stop overlogging on. We must use the internet only when we need it. It's easy for us to think we can just use up all the internet we want. But if we don't treat the internet with the respect that it deserves, it could one day be gone forever. And so let us learn to live with the internet, not for it. No more browsing for no apparent reason, no more mindlessly surfing on our laptops while watching television. And finally, we must learn to only use the internet for porn twice a day, max.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, July 11th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode 61 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. How the fuck are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm gravy trains, man. I'm good. You know what I just noticed? Like,
what?
Just now? The way I wrote episode 61, like, the 61 looks like LOL.
It really does.
That's fucking weird, huh? So, this is episode LOL for everyone that's tuning in right now. Anyone tuning in right now?
Nope.
All right. Well, so far, what we said on the Wednesday show, if we get $30 more by Saturday, we'll do a special Saturday show for everybody. So far, I'm pleased to announce we have already gotten absolutely nothing. So thank you guys so much for donating, or for not donating money. Because I kind of wanted to go camping Saturday anyway.
Yeah.
So I was, that's why I was like, hey, let's just do this. Because if not, you know, then whatever. But if we do, then fuck us, I guess.
Right.
At least we got the mic stand. So we didn't, and that's good. I mean, you guys still have a day if you want to totally fuck our weekends up. So please don't.
It's up to you.
Don't donate us money till Sunday. And then we'll see you guys Monday for the big Monday show.
Right.
Right. So, we got a lot of shit to get to today. This is going to be a lol of a fucking show. To start things off, we read a story on Wednesday about an old fucker, an old fart, a geezer fucking driving his truck into an office building, and it was some local news, which was cool. That's I love reading shit that happens around here,
and I wonder why that is.
Well, because I live here,
it's and like, you can go fucking talk shit.
Well, yeah. So, what we did, the Flathead Beacon is the place where we got that story from, and they have a cool little thing on their website that you can leave comments. So on the stories or the blogs or whatever, anything that they post there, you can leave a comment on. So we started doing this a while ago. I would just like leave fucked up comments on shit, just like, oh, I'm glad that happened, praise God. And so I left a few comments on the story, driver in critical condition after Evergreen office collision. And now I've been waiting for this to happen because we live in a town and it's this small. It was just a matter of time before something I said or something someone read that I had typed was it having to do with someone they know or someone they're related to. Like, hey, that was my mom, that was my grandma that died, you're a fucker, you know, that kind of shit.
Right.
And it finally happened.
A couple times.
Quite a few times. So we're going to read you a few excerpts here. These are from the comments on flatheadbeacon.com. So the first comment I left on the 9th of July was, yet another reason old people shouldn't be driving. If you agree with this or disagree, listen to thejamhole.com. It's local and you'll learn something. So that started it off, you know, just...
Right, what a good way to start, dude.
Well, yeah, you know, I started off with a boom and end with a kick, yeah, you know. But it was an old person driving. It's like, no shit, that fucking happened. You know, it happens.
Right.
And then, so the next comment was left by someone named Sarah. Well, I'll just read it. Screw you, Matt! Exclamation point. It's too bad you choose to make judgment.
I've heard that
before. Yeah, right. Screw you, Matt! Exclamation point. It's too bad you choose to make judgments based on a couple paragraphs you read. That was my dad who crashed. He had a heart attack and he was drowned. Sorry, this.
Well, that will happen when you're old.
Yeah, no shit.
Old people have heart attacks. It's a known fact.
fact. That was my dad who crashed. He had a heart attack and he was trying to stop by my mom's office to tell her he wasn't feeling good. So it's like, I'm not feeling good. I'm gonna go drive.
Right. Good idea.
I better go somewhere. Maybe I'll feel better. good call. You know, I thought you get smarter with age and experience.
Right.
Until you get to
Alzheimer's.
A certain... Right. And then old-timers.
Old-timers.
Oh, you don't have old-timers. That's not her thing. Okay. To tell her he wasn't feeling good, like indigestion.
No, like, how do you...
Like a heart attack.
How do you mistake the pain of indigestion with the pain of your heart attacking you?
Right.
Like, those are two distinct feelings. I imagine if I was having a heart attack, I'd be pretty sure that it wasn't indigestion.
I'm like, man, I got gas.
My heart hurts.
Yeah. That's awesome. Fuck. It's not like you know when something like that is about to happen.
Your heart starts to hurt?
Well, no, you don't know, but once you get to a certain age, you start to expect it.
Right.
It's like, my heart is this old. You know, it's bound to happen. Things get attacked all the time. Fuck. If I had a nickel... Every time my heart's been attacked and broken, I'd have a shitload of nickels.
Yeah.
You too, huh?
Probably.
Sad face.
Sad face.
Okay. It's not like you know when something like that is about to happen. She, by chance, had to go to the hospital just minutes beforehand because my niece had to go to the hospital. If my niece hadn't been sick, that truck would have killed my mother. So I'm glad my poor little niece got sick. Because otherwise, my dad would have killed my mom.
That's awesome.
That is what I call a happy ending.
Yes.
Oh, man. Is this what she's talking about, these kind of comments?
I guess.
That are not appreciated?
I think it might be.
Oh, God. He took out her desk, computer, and her entire office.
Wow.
You know what that's called? An assassination attempt.
Not
that's how you get a divorce without actually getting a divorce. Well, maybe he wasn't even really having a heart attack. He's like, I'm old.
He's probably dead. I think he's dead, though.
Is he?
Well, he had a heart attack.
I don't think so. No, he's not. I thank God. Yeah, let's bring God into this. The same God that made your niece sick so that your mother would have to go to the hospital and not get taken out by your fucking heart attack having dad. Thank God.
That makes sense.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. I thank God that we have our friends and family praying for my dad.
I bet that's helping.
Yeah, thank God for prayer.
Yeah.
I would hope that you and everyone else can be sympathetic and kind-hearted.
Not at all.
No, I'm sorry. I just
not
ran
anymore.
Out of... Hey, can you check the back for some sympathy? Wait, what? No? Okay, no, we're all out of sympathy. Can I give you a rain check? I know it's hard to care about people who you have no connection to. So if you don't pray for my dad and our family, then pray that this doesn't happen to yours. What if I pray that it happens to yours?
I don't know.
What if I prayed that it happened to hers and it happened? Hmm?
I guess you're in some trouble. You just killed him. Because they believe God is real, so they would think that that actually made it happen.
So then I can sue God for making that happen. Hmm?
But he's just doing your bidding, which seems weird.
That's why not would right.
God, yeah, why would God just do
I
what
I didn't
you
make God do it. I just
God's
planted the
asshole.
Seed. I was like, hey. You know what?
If all it takes,
you know, it started out. Hey, you know what would be really funny? What were you gonna say? If it's all it takes.
Well,
if
never
what?
Mind.
I'm sorry.
I totally not forgot.
No,
after
I
you
I apologize.
Me. You should.
I have some apologizing to do, so I'm gonna practice on you.
Oh,
is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay. I thank God. I know it's hard. Yeah, it's so hard right now. If you don't pray, yeah. Oh, I pray that my last memory of my dad isn't of him walking me down the aisle exactly 1 week ago. I love you, Dad, and I'm praying for you to recover quickly. Mm. Well, she's praying for him to recover quickly. Me and you are praying for him that he'll just flatline.
Why are you bringing me into this?
So that's 2-1. We win.
I'm not going to pray for anything.
Nothing at all? Not even to flatline him?
Not even.
Really?
Because it's just as dumb.
Why?
Because it's not real.
Well, no shit.
But
then,
that's why it's just as dumb to pray it won't happen.
Just to spite her. Just
like
because
she
we're
knows.
Asshole. I don't know. All right. So that was that. So, yeah, I guess I'm not kind-hearted. I don't know. I have a hard time feeling sympathetic and kind-hearted to people I do know, let alone
right.
people I have no connection to.
Yeah, it's even easier when you have no connection to
them. It's like, hey, did you know him? No, fair game. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah, that sucks that you have...
That's the same rule applies to everyone.
Yeah, if there was a story about my mom getting in a fucking badass car accident and dying, and it was in a fucked up way, we would do that story,
yeah,
and
I would
make fun of it.
Right, we'd beat people to it.
Yeah,
God,
I mean,
Mom, you're
she
so
doesn't
fucking
care.
Stupid.
She's dead, yeah. I told you that was gonna kill you one of these days. Guess I told you so. Okay, and then anxious for options on the 10th wrote, Sarah, I wish the best for you, your father, and your niece.
Mm, oh.
Well, I don't know. If it wasn't for her niece getting sick, Dad would be dead.
It's true.
Or Mom would be dead from Dad.
Yeah.
And Dad would collect the life insurance because Mom worked at an insurance place, so you know she's got good life insurance.
Probably.
I bet
best.
That's what it was. He's like, I'll
He's
get this
trying
bitch.
To kill her. Yeah.
God, you with me? God is my co-pilot bumper sticker on the back.
Right.
All
right,
let's do this. Okay, your father and your niece, best wishes. Uh-huh. Matt, I find your comment repugnant and your irreverence nauseating.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We're going to make someone else throw up.
That's
again.
A sentence somebody that has nothing to say, like, Google's big words and
right.
then just inserts them randomly.
Big, what's
sentences.
A big word for this?
Yeah, repugnant. Well, sir, I find you equally repugnant and your irreverence equally, if not more, nauseating.
Take that. What?
What? That's right. I know you are, but what am I? I'm half the jam hole, bitch. Okay, and then, sorry. And then I wrote back, I find the whole idea of praying to something that's nothing more than a mere fairy tale repulsive, so I guess we're even.
Good comeback.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, pick fights or nothing. I was just yeah. making comments, you know. I'm being a troll.
Right.
This is what, if
Are
you don't
on
know.
Acid?
Not anymore. No, if you don't know what an internet troll is, go to theflatheadbeacon.com and look at my post. That's being a troll.
Yeah.
Okay, the next comment is by someone named Jamhole is Racist.
Dude.
Dude. Hey, Matt, I just flagged the racist photos on your photo hosting account. If you and your friends want to hassle others, why don't you stick to your own class? It's because we're in a class all by ourselves.
Yeah, we're the only ones in this class.
I know.
That good. We got to pick on the lower people.
Yeah, who else do you pick on?
Right, there's no one
when
above
you're,
us.
When you're God, who else do you pick on?
Yeah.
You already sent Satan to hell. I mean, what's
right.
left?
You can't really pick on him.
I
anymore.
Mean, you can only, you know, go around and fuck virgins and still have them be virgins and give birth to the Savior so many times before you're just like, you know, kind of want something different.
Right.
So, I don't know. Let's see. So, basically, our Burr Nigger poster and the one that's these colors don't run, and I think the violent one. That with that this is the most disgusting thing with the doll and the knife and the blood and the or the other one. Awesome. I don't know. But he flagged those, I guess. And it's not racist. Like, burn, nigger, that's something you say when it's cold out, man. Right. You could be white or black, and it doesn't. It's just, it's a statement, you know? Right. It's like, man, this is how so fucking
yeah,
cold it is.
Yeah, it's how I express how cold I am.
I know. And then these colors don't run. It didn't. It wasn't just because they were black stick figures.
Dude, that was pretty racist.
Well, no, because they could have just as easily been yellow ones or white ones. It's just funny because back in the days of slavery, they actually hung black people. And that's why nowadays black people are so hung. So who's the joke
here,
on?
Here.
You tell me.
I don't know.
So that's not racist at all. I mean, I'll make one with white people hanging. It won't be as funny, but, you know. Their colors, too.
Right.
And what it was, it wasn't even a black thing. It was more of all those people going, oh, I'm patriotic. These colors don't run. It was a fucking dig on that because that is just like, let's show our support by fucking painting our trucks red, white, and blue. You know, it's
right.
Okay, guys, and yellow ribbons. Cool. So that's mostly what it was made for. But it's all in fun. So I love black people and, you know. Chinese
people. And their
people.
Music.
And their music. Fucking A, dude. I love that shit. So I said, you're absolutely right. Please let me turn my other cheek. I would also like to stick to my own class, but everyone I was in class with is dead, either by suicide or by the wrath of the good Lord himself / herself. Whatev, so yeah. Can I be in your class? God bless. And then I wrote, that's pretty smooth how you pull the race card. I'm calling reversed racist on you. So there, now you're the racist. That's how that works.
That's
if anyone calls you racist, you just call reverse racist on them. And then that makes them the racist.
Right.
Plus, you probably took those pictures out of context. If you listened to the episode they came from, you would understand. Maybe let's ask God what he thinks about all this. Because I'm curious.
Yeah,
you know?
Might as well. Who better to ask?
Thumbs up or thumbs down, Lord?
Yeah,
give
yes or
sign.
No, that's all I
if
need.
There's, if no sign, we'll take that as a big old thumbs up.
Yeah, so you better say something.
All right. We are doing good.
You think he would respond really fast?
I know, right? Like, no, no.
I'm too busy.
Thumbs down. Gone. Thumbs way down.
Whoa.
Okay, and then the next comment is by racist photo on Matt's site. Look, schmuck.
Nice.
Okay. I haven't heard schmuck in a while.
Yeah, that's a weird word.
It's kind of
a,
it's
you
like
schmuck.
Prick kind of. I don't know.
You, yeah, but.
You fucking schmuck. Yeah, I don't know.
You should be like.
Hey, Tony, look at this fucking schmuck over here. Eh? Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Eh? Gabish. All right. Look, schmuck, you're not going to hijack this fucking forum. I'm sure that I would find your podcast hilarious. But this sure. is just not the place for your goth rantings.
What's goth ranting?
I'm hurt more by being called goth than by being called a racist.
Yeah.
That hurts. And now by him calling us goth, that does make him racist.
That is. He's racist.
Yeah. You are so... Wow.
What a hypocrite.
What? The flatheadbeacon.com is full of racists.
Yeah, that's all
it
is.
I don't know if I'm going to be going
and
back
and they have
to
no
site.
Sense of humor, obviously.
None at all.
None.
Because, I mean, that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't care what color you
and
are.
We're
that's
not actually
funny.
Racist. So.
No, yeah, not
and
at
they
all.
Are.
I would bang a black chick in a New York minute or second.
What is it? Is it minute or second?
I don't know. In New York, minute. I don't know. Okay, look, schmuck, you're not going to hijack. Oh, yeah, goth rantings. You owe the family involved in this accident an apology.
Oh.
You owe me. Because
that's going to make it better.
You owe me an apology. I'm certain that you're man enough to do it.
Ooh.
So it's like if I don't make an
you're
apology,
not man.
I'm not a man.
No.
Fuck, man.
That
what?
Must suck for you.
This is quite the conundrum.
Yeah.
What am I? What,
you don't want to say you're sorry,
hey,
but you want to be a man.
What's a girl to do? In a man's
well, in
world.
Your case.
Well, you owe them. I owe them an apology. You know what?
Because that'll make it better. Right.
Her dad owes her mom an apology
yeah.
for almost killing her. That's some effed up shit, dude. You know,
anyone owes someone an apology.
I'm not the one that made him old. That's God's fault. So if anyone, he owes you the apology. I'm also.
He did create you.
Yeah, he created me to say this kind of shit.
Yeah.
If not, why would I be saying it?
Right.
I'm just a puppet. I have no control over what comes out of my mouth. I'm kind of like Tourette's. Flaming cock. You know?
Right.
Big tits. That's weird. That I can't control weird. It. God, yeah. Stop it. God damn it.
God damn it. Jesus
okay,
Christ.
So I'm certain that you're man enough to do it. You know, I'm not. I'm not going to apologize to you. Not until you apologize to me for calling me a racist.
Yeah.
Then I will consider apologizing to you. And you called me a schmuck, which wasn't very nice to begin with. You cock. And then what?
Two wrongs doesn't make a right.
No, they just make a big mess.
Right.
What do you have against black people? One time I had my penis against a black person. One time. A black girl. I'm sorry. I didn't say person.
That's all right.
That wasn't a subconscious gay thing, I think. No, I have. I honestly, though, I have nothing against black people. I can't stand niggers, but I like black people.
Right. There's yeah. different.
And then I said, I have nothing against black people. In fact, my girlfriend and cleaning lady is black. Why do you have to be a hater to use a black term? See, that's I'm not. I use their language. I
listen to their music.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck their women.
Fuck their women. You know, all that. Plus, why should I apologize? I'm not the one who drove through a building. But if it makes you feel better, I apologize for old people still being allowed to drive. Good day. And God bless.
God bless.
And then some other person said that they deleted a comment above and a link to a photograph that I deemed inappropriate. We encourage comments here, but this thread got way off track and is now closed.
Mm.
So the one thread that I decided to start commenting on,
there was
and
another
we talked
one you
about,
commented
well,
on.
Yeah, but this is their most commented on article all week. So well, congratulations.
Probably
to us.
Ever.
Probably ever.
Like
so
really
then
comments.
there was an this is just a real quick one. This is one about this plane crash that happened here. Two injured in Kalispell plane crash. And I started off by saying I like it better when they crash into buildings. Never forget.
Which happened here.
Right.
That was awesome.
Feels like there's a spider on me.
I sure hope so.
All right.
All right.
If you see it, let me know. And then someone says, first of all, thank God Almighty that both of them have survived. And while we're at it, let's thank God Almighty for having crashed the plane in the first place.
Right.
So thank you, Lord, for crashing planes and almost killing people. Appreciate
amen.
It. Amen. Can
amen
I get an
that?
Amen? Amen, brother. Let's see. Thank God Almighty. Both of them survived. And also thank you, us.
Really?
Thank you, the listener. Thank you to the people around who were effective and attentive to pull them out at the right time. You know, so they were well done. I don't like my
right.
injured people raw.
No,
it's
got
to be
good.
Pulled out at the right time. Otherwise, you'll get her pregnant. So just, you know, make sure that happens. I know Nathan personally. He is a fighter and will recover very soon. And I wish speedy recovery to both of them. And then I said, I bet it was that god-awful smell that made the plane crash. Maybe it was terrorists. I don't know. That's by the area where the water treatment plant is, and it mm-hmm. stinks like
really,
shit.
Really, was over there?
Yeah.
Wow.
And or maybe it was terrorists. And then somebody named Tired of Matt. That's a creative
doesn't take
name.
Too much.
I have read several stories that you have made comments about. Thank you. I think you are a very sick and disturbed human being.
Sick and wrong.
Sick and wrong. Thank you. Don't you have anything else better to do with your life than to be disrespectful to family and friends of people that were involved in crashes? It is bad enough for us to have to endure, just spelled wrong, retard, the suffering. Sorry, I have to call them out on that. That bugs
right.
the shit. It's like you're typing it. Take the moment
yeah.
and fucking.
There's a fucking spell check.
There's even a button for that. You fucking retard. Take a minute. Maybe reread it. I know you're very passionate about how
right.
tired you are of me and my comments, but you know, you're making yourself
put
sound
some effort into it.
Stupid. Yeah.
yeah.
Be proud of
right.
your fucking
try and not to look
troll
like an
hunting.
Idiot.
Yeah, no shit.
Even if it takes you an extra few minutes.
It is bad enough for us to have to endure the suffering due to a crash of someone close, but to have someone like you to make it worse. The nerve of someone like me just thinking
the
I
nerve.
Can go around and make it worse.
Right.
The nerve.
Hey, not even free to do that. In this
no,
country.
I know. You know, if I can't make fun of fucked up shit that happens, then you can have this. show.
I don't want it either. No.
All right. Let's see. I went on your jam hole site after reading your comments from the driver in critical condition after Evergreen Office collision. That's quite a popular piece of work I've put together.
Goal achieved. You put that there and people went to
it. Oh yeah. You are hopeless. I like to think of myself as hopeful, not hopeless. I happen to be close to that family. You upset a lot of people. P-E-O-P-L, exclamation point. People.
Really?
I hope. That's awesome. Just, my words are weapons, son. Yeah. I've said it before. My words
people
are weapons.
People cannot resist.
I make you vomit. I will make you be very upset. I will make you maybe cry, maybe feel a little hateful.
That's a lot of power just to be able to say something.
My words are weapons.
That.
It's like a chemical weapon.
Dropping
that fucks
bombs.
I know, dropping bombs like my name was Hiroshima. Son, what you know about this? What you know about this, man? I hope family and friends of this plane crash return a comment to you like crash victim's daughter sent you. Wow. Me wish bad happens things to you like that, family.
Yeah.
I just peed my pants because I'm old and about to have a heart attack. You want to go for a ride? I'll drive. God, I'm sorry. not to them, but to you.
Right.
For having to put up with me. Am I really this much of a prick in real life?
You are an asshole.
Not just on the internet?
I think it depends on who it is. You're really? Not really an asshole to
me. I'm very picky about the people
I
keep close.
Yeah, you're either nice to someone or you're just...
Or you can die.
Yeah, it's one extreme or the other. There's
at least I'm passionate about my life, you know?
True.
All these other people
it's
are
either
just fucking...
pure hate or just... Yeah.
Hey, yin and yang, bro.
Yeah.
There ain't no medium fucking... It's either all black or white or, you know?
Right, whatever.
That's right. All or nothing.
Which one's the yin and which one's the yang? I never
this
remember.
Is the yang.
No.
This is the way. Okay. Let's see. A comment like, okay. Maybe one day we will be reading an article or sending a comment about a tragedy that has happened in your life.
Oh, so they're going to get you back by
you know
doing
what?
The same thing.
If anything like that does happen, yeah, right?
You're like, way to go. It's
way to turn
hypocrite.
The other cheek. Go
yeah.
God.
Jesus.
Fuck. Oh, man. And you know what? We'll be reading it first,
yeah,
so you can leave
you
a
anyway.
Comment on our show notes.
Right.
Feel free.
Because if anything happens, we're getting to it first.
That's right, because I'll write about it before it happens.
Right.
Because I'm intuitive like that. You know how to spell intuitive,
probably
retard?
Not.
You come to me after you read
then
the
dictionary.
Then they'll
use the spell check.
Let's see. Sending a comment. A comment about a tragedy that has happened in your life. Although you seem like a loner, so nobody would waste their time reading about you. Nobody but you and the person before you.
And that guy.
And the dude that works there that's probably listening right now.
Yeah.
Word to that.
Like, everyone talked to you.
I know, right?
You are kind of a loner, though. But
well,
I guess
not,
you aren't a waste
I
of
tried.
Time.
You know, it's not my fault women are bitches and guys would make me gay. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's true. I have a cat. I'm not totally alone. Is that weird?
That is weird.
A spinster? Is that what they're called?
What?
If you're a girl and you're, like, start to get middle-aged and you just have your cat.
Right.
Like Layla. Spinster, right?
Spinster. I think that's
not hipster. Yeah,
no, it's
something
spinster.
Like that.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm turning into that. let's see. You seem like a loner. Nobody would waste their time reading about you. May God find a way to forgive you. Have a wonderful day. God, you know, if only God would find a way to forgive me and Satan.
Right.
We could both be right back where we belong on God's right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Let us pray.
No.
Okay, and then I wrote back, actually making fun of people that do stupid stuff like getting crashes because they are old or crash planes is kind of what I do. It's my thing, you could say. And yes, plenty of tragedy
made
has...
Made $60 off of it.
I know, that's my thing, man. It's kind of my thing. It's what I do, you know? I'm good at it. Why the fuck not? No one else is doing it around here. I might as fucking well. And, you know, if it wasn't us, someone else eventually would have came along to
right,
do this.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Now they're just going to get the idea
from
us.
Whatever. And yes, plenty of tragedy has befallen me way before I was ever like this, and I still laughed. Heh. I do hope something else tragic happens to me for the sake of my show, because God knows we're running out of shit to talk about.
Of course.
Anyways, if people weren't such idiots, things like this wouldn't happen. Then again, if people weren't such idiots, I probably wouldn't have much of a show. I really don't think God will forgive me for one main reason. God doesn't exist. It's a fairy tale like Santa.
Kitty.
I'm sorry, Kitty. Kitty does exist. God, not so much. But God backwards is dog, and dogs do exist. So I'll give him half a point for that. It's a fairy tale like Santa and the Easter Bunny. So yeah, good luck with that. Talk to you soon. And God bless.
Should have been like, love ya.
Love ya.
Love you guys.
Love you. So that was our adventures on the Flathead Beacon. Those people are fucking fantastic. Hey, is that Dan? Hey, Burrito's here. Holy shit, we got a full house up in the chat room. Hey, guys, how's it going? Welcome to the motherfucking shit up her.
Up her.
All right, well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. Now, the next thing I wanted to kind of talk about, is it weird? Maybe it's just where I work, but is it normal for everyone at offices to, like, wait until they get to work in the morning to take a crap, to take their morning dump? Because, like, it seems like every morning I go in there and take a piss, and it just, the bathroom just stinks like shit. And then they put this little cinnamon plug-in thing in there, so it smells like shitty cinnamon. Right. Like, it doesn't smell
like cinnamon at all.
No,
it's almost worse.
It does. It's like spicy poop.
Right. It's poop just, with cinnamon on it.
Yeah, it's repugnant, to use the commenter. I know, that's a good word. Repugnant.
Strong.
So it just seemed weird that, like, is it just like, oh, I can get paid to take a dump? Ha ha ha.
I guess.
I'm getting you.
Either that, or they just don't have to until by the time they get to work.
Oh, feisty kitty. Because I know when I used to work at Stream a long ass time ago, when Stream, it's like a call center, tech support, internet support for MSN. That's what I did there. It was a shitty, or no, for fucking Quest.
Really?
Quest DSL. Mm. But, like, I would just not even give a fuck. I would put people on hold and then go take a dump. And then, like, because they're not going to get off the phone with you.
You're
it's
right.
Like, I waited
up
2 hours for this shit. I'll hold on. Go do what you got to do, you know?
Right.
I'll be
They don't
here.
Know what you're doing. They just think you got to help other customers or something.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It just seemed weird because it's like starting. I don't know if it's just because I'm noticing it now, but it's like a morning ritual that everyone comes in. One bathroom's taken, two bathrooms taken. Now I get to go pee and it stinks like spicy shit.
Right.
So I don't know.
That's funny.
And
cool.
Then the next thing work related for me, I kind of wanted to talk about. Everyone where I work at is quitting smoking all at
really?
The same time.
So they can help each other.
I have no idea, but it is. Will you stop it?
Kitty.
Fuck, cat. It just seemed like a bad idea. Like, you know, maybe one at a time. That's like when girls
They're
all
going to be pissed
yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah, it's like when girls all PMS at the same time,
right.
And it's just like
it's
a
like
big
a
circle of cunt,
yeah,
you know?
It's like, oh my God.
A big circle of bloody cunt and whining. Ugh. But they're not that bad, but like, just, you can tell, like, just the little comments, and, like, they come in just looking all defeated, and I go out there rolling a cigarette and smoking it, and I'm like, God, this is so good. I'm never gonna quit you cigarettes. And they're just like, oh, just pissed.
Right.
But, I mean, they're starting to get better, but, like, the first
couple... How long have they been doing it?
Like, a week now, almost. Mm. But like,
so, wait, by people, everyone you work with, like, two people?
Yeah. One of the girls in the office, and then my friend, and then his pops is quitting too.
I see.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
I bet are they pissed all the time?
Yeah, it's getting better, but yeah, it was bad. Like the first few days, dude, you could like smell the discomfort and the disgust
yeah,
in the air.
Especially when they saw cigarettes.
Oh yeah, and then, like, yeah, and
the eyes just get all dilated.
And I'll be like loud about it. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go smoke. Anyone want to? Oh yeah, you guys quit. Well, I'll be outside smoking.
Did you actually do
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
that's
dick.
So mean.
I know.
But, you are an asshole.
Whatever. You know, when I was quitting dope, they were like, hey, we're going to go get high. You want to get... Oh, right. You can.
Right.
No, they were really good. But, yeah, so that... Oh, I was driving the other day, yesterday. Guess what I saw? I've never seen. Now hold on. I've never seen one of these in the valley before, ever, ever in my life. Take a guess. What?
I have no idea. It could be anything.
A midget.
I've seen lots of those.
Have you ever seen a midget mowing a lawn before?
No, but I saw a midget with purple mohawk.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was at the mall with a friend of mine going to Radio Shack, and there was this like little midget girl, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I saw one mowing a lawn, and I almost got in a fucking wreck because of it. I was like driving down, and all of a sudden I just see this lawnmower like moving, and then like I look again, and there's like this little dude, but he's like up on his tippy toes, like pushing
it.
But he's it's not a kid though. He's got like, you know, a goatee and fucking, you know, gel in his hair and shit. Like he was a dude, but like he was like this tall. He was like a mini dude. It was weird. It was just funny that like he was on his tippy toes trying to push this fucking
lawnmower.
That must be
really hard.
I know, but it just seemed like, is that the same thing like making a disabled person do like mow their lawn or something?
No, because I don't think midgets want to be considered as disabled.
Well, no, not at all. I'm just saying, like, it's hard for them to both do, you know? It just...
But they can do it.
Yeah.
Disabled people can't do it.
Right, because they're disabled.
I'm disabled.
That
one was so funny.
That cracked me up so much. Holy shit. But yeah, it was just weird. I never seen a midget, especially one mowing along a lawn before. Burrito says that guy comes into Sykes all the time. That's awesome.
Wow.
You type /Nick space and then what you want your name to be.
It's not that hard.
We should make
even
directions
says
there.
On this
we
thing.
Should make directions that you can just
look,
fucking copy and paste.
What's this say? To change your name, type slash
hey,
Nick name. Name
be nice.
Be what you want your
Our
name to be.
Our fans are slow. It's okay. So, let's see. Saw a midget, stinky bathrooms, drama, flathead beacon. Oh, I went to McGregor Lake the other day. Tuesday? Wednesday. It was Wednesday, mm-hmm. I think. What's today? Thursday? Yeah, it was yesterday. I went there yesterday.
Really?
And, like, I got my snorkel gear and shit, and I'm all fucking excited. I fucking left work early because I wanted to, you know, spend a while up there, and it was just beautiful outside. Beautiful. And then I get up there, and I just assume that, you know, it's been warm out. It's going to be just beautiful. The water will be nice and warm, crystal clear. Fucking take my stuff off, run, jump, dive in. Fucking holy shit. It was the coldest lake, like, ever. Like I've been up to Glacier Park, to Avalanche Lake, when there's still snow up there.
And it was
colder
than that?
Well, it wasn't that cold. But that's about, it was almost that cold. Like, my balls, I hit the water, and my balls went up into my butthole. Like, not just by the butthole, but, like, up in the butthole to get warm. And, like, I didn't even jump in the water that way, you know? I wasn't, like, butt down. I was diving, so... I had to pick my balls out of my asshole. But then I went to Bitterroot Lake, and that was nice.
Is that warmer?
A little bit, but then it was windy as fucking hell.
Dude,
like,
there was a hurricane blowing, like all day every day.
What? All day every day?
All day. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Where the fuck was I at when that happened?
I don't know.
All right, we got a couple more things, and then we'll do some news here. We are Keith and the Girl on episode, what was it? I don't fucking even know. But one of their last episodes, they were talking about how Mevio and Pod Show, you know, Adam Curry, all that fucking bullshit. The guy that came out with the contract to just steal everybody's everything that had to do with podcasting. And if you were dumb enough to sign that fucking ridiculous shit, then they pretty much own you. They own Soccer Girl's tits. They own Don and Drew's balls and probably their barn. I think they own Patrick's fucking little pink dildo from Nobody Likes Onions. That show sucks. That guy's such a douche. I thought we were fucking bad, but that is fucking...
really?
I can't... it's just horrible. But, so they're like, you know, it's been happening for a while, but there was a news story, where they got something like $15 million in venture capital, and supposedly, you know, this is all because when they go to places, they're like, look at all the shows we have on our website, you can search, and all these shows come up, we're going big, you know, and they're fucking total scamming fucking pieces of shit. And this is why they changed their name from Pod Show to Mevio, because podcasters started realizing that, look, this is a bullshit scam.
They knew
fuck
what
us for signing
was.
It.
Now change the name to something.
And they're trying to get people away from podcasts because apparently it's gotten too popular, and most of its popularity doesn't like those pieces of shit, like Keith and the girl, and you know us and whoever else didn't sign the fucking contract, brother love, and so. They're like, you know, do a search on Mevio for your podcast name and see if it comes up. Now, I didn't think ours would come up because we're pretty new still, and I never got sent a contract because we weren't doing podcasts when that came out.
Right.
So we go on there and look, and sure as shit, we're fucking on there. So
along with stereo radiation.
And stereo radiation. So, hey, if you guys weren't dumb enough to sign the contract, send them a fucking email and be like, take our shit off of your fucking site. Because I already sent them an email. We don't want anything to fucking do with those fucking cunts.
Yeah,
because
they make
all.
It out to look like they own this show.
Yeah, and they have nothing at all ever. They never will. They never have. They have nothing to do with what we do and our show, thejamhole.com. So they can go fuck themselves. And if it's not on there, we're taking a trip to wherever the fuck Adam Curry lives, and I'm gonna kick his nerdy fucking ass.
Do it.
In person.
Nice.
I will bring the lawn mowing midget just to fucking throw at Adam Curry. That's how much of a piece of shit he is. I wouldn't even touch him with my own hands. I will throw midgets at his face.
You know,
face.
That midget would probably fuck him up.
I bet he would.
He'd just latch onto him and just punch him.
Especially if he had a lawnmower, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It'd take him a minute to get there, but once he got there, fuck, dude. It would be odd. So, yeah, fuck Pod Show, fuck Mevio, fuck Adam Curry and everything, anyone that has anything to do with that. Take our show off your shit. And what they'll probably end up doing, because, you know, Keith and the Girl generates a lot of fucking traffic. They have a lot of fans.
They have a million downloads a month.
Yeah, we have nowhere near those numbers. So what I could see Pod Show Mevio doing is saying, all right, we'll take you off here, but you're off of Podcast Alley now, too, because they own Podcast Alley.
I don't care.
Yeah, and whatever, you know, I mean, we do that because it's cool seeing something we made up there. And yeah, it does. That's how I found most of the shows. But it's not the only thing. There's, you know, there's tons of other places
Blueberry
out there.
Blueberry is good.
And
it has
yeah,
lots on
and
there.
Fucking iTunes even.
Yeah.
So it's not. It's just an easy way to do it. You know, you guys can vote for us. We get higher in the rankings. It's like back when I ran MindOrgy.net. It was like a top site list. The more vote or the more traffic you got in, the more traffic you would get sent, type of thing.
Right.
So I don't know. It's cool. It sucks that Podshow fucking owns it. So fuck us, I guess. But yeah, take us off that shit. We don't want anything to do with you. And the last thing, you want to tell the story about the car crash we almost got into today?
I don't know. There's not really that much about it. I mean, there was that guy who was turning right into that
housing.
All
right, well, basically, we're going straight, and there's a van in front of us, and he's going to turn right. So I go around him into the left lane, kind of, to go around him so I can just keep going. Right as another car, some fucking douchebag in a, quote, souped-up Honda Civic or Accord or whatever the fuck it was. One of those piece of shit rice burners with, like, you know, mismatched colored panels and shit like that. It'll be cool once I finish it up. Oh, it'll still be a Honda Civic, douche. But, yeah, so he pulls out right as I'm going around it. And I just fucking, like, I want to hit them so bad. But my initial reaction is to, you know, not hit them. It's like the whole survival thing.
Right.
So,
and then you jerked the wheel back towards him. And
right.
And then you did it away again.
Yeah, it was just my instant reaction is to just miss it because, you know, I did it quick, too.
Right.
Did you
it's
see that?
Like,
it was like, yeah. And, like, right as we went by him, I turned and looked at him. I was like, yeah. Excuse me. Felcher. Hi, Felcher. I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Yeah.
You're a Felcher. Wow. So yeah, we almost fucking hit him. But yeah, if it wasn't like my initial knee-jerk reaction to miss him, oh man, I would have just went, boom, Braden would have went flying out the window.
I would have braced myself.
Yeah, totally. We would have been okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, episode 61, you ready to do some news? If you guys are having a hard time changing your name in IRC, then I'm sorry. I've typed it out, I've written it out on this site, I've explained it. If you still can't do it, then there is no hope. how do you make ramen? I, you know?
The directions are simpler than that.
All right. But yeah, thank you guys so much. Now there's some people in here. The deal is still standing. $30 by Saturday through our PayPal donate thing, and we will do Saturday show. They're like, so can we pay you to not do a show?
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah. Too. Hey, if we get more than that, or and you're like, if this money is going to you not doing a Monday show, fuck it. We'll not do a Monday show. I mean, we still will. You guys just won't get to hear it. So yeah. There. Oh, Felcher's high. I can understand that. If I didn't know IRC, I'd be like, what the fuck is this? Burrito? What? All right. You ready to do some news? Episode 61 of this shit.
Yep.
All right. Ready?
Yep. Gotcha.
Oh man. That you nothing short of stabbing me with those scissors. That was forceful, man. I'm impressed.
It's
I didn't think
for your eyes.
I know. That was like the death blow. I didn't think you had it in you, bud.
No.
All right.
Let's see if you can beat me again.
I know, right? That's the last one.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got for us?
All right. This one is called Priest Gets Fruit Basket with Fetus and Cheese Spread Bottle.
Oh, hey. I got a thing from PayPal just now.
Really?
Yeah.
How much? $30?
It says, welcome to PayPal. Learn how your account works.
Really?
Like, really? I know. I know how my fucking account works. How about you give me money, Scott Thompson, president, PayPal? Motherfucker.
Douche.
A douche. Yeah. It got my hopes up. All I saw was PayPal.
You're
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, really, guys? Awesome. Thank you so much.
Aww.
All right.
A man of the cloth and his family got the shock of their lives Monday morning after finding a 4-month-old fetus hidden in a basket of fruits.
A man of the cloth?
A man of the cloth.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking God probably sent that. God's like, here, you like fucking little kids so much? Here's a dead baby. You can fuck it all you want. And
it's
the priest was
live.
Like,
here's some
my
fruit.
Prayers have been answered. Right. Thank the Lord. That's amazing. Should we sing a little hallelujah? Hallelujah.
I guess we could.
Hallelujah. Dead baby in a basket that you can fuck. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let your wife catch you fucking the baby.
I can tell you went to church when you were a kid. Do you sing in choir?
No, not at all. Actually, I did when I was in like 5th grade because I had to. Like my parents made me. They're like, you're not doing study hall. Go sing.
And like fuck that. Just let me sleep.
Everyone I stood around was like, just move your lips. Don't sing though, because you're awful.
I'm
like, okay, yeah.
Okay.
But you could every time I would start to sing, like you could just see disgust run across the teacher's face. Oh. Just like, God, shut the fuck up.
Like, because of just you?
Yeah, probably.
It's like, guys, this one.
But I'm much better now. I'm like,
yeah, I guess.
You know, I can hold a tune.
Nice.
In my pocket.
All right.
All right.
Quote, I brought the fruits to my parents' home because it was our regular lunch and my parents' house helper showed it to me. It was inside a bottle of Cheese Whiz. Maybe it's 4 months old. Wow, Santos said in an interview.
Can we get a carbon dating on that? Because
yeah,
if it's older than 6 months, my dick, I mean, I'm not interested. You know, expiration date. Best if used by this date. There's like a little stamp date on the bottom
expiration.
Of the fetus. Yeah. I'm sorry, God. This fetus is expired.
Right.
That's pretty brutal, though. Like, that's kind of what they get, though. You go around fucking little kids, scaring them to death. I bet I would pay $1 million to have seen the look on that dirty motherfucker's face when he opened that shit up, went to take a bite, and it's like dead baby right in your... Oh, God. God in heaven.
Yeah, thank amen, God.
Holier than thou.
Wow.
That is amazing.
He said his family wasn't able to continue eating lunch after the shocking discovery. His parents were very disturbed and traumatized by the experience.
Vincent says, cloth of +2 molestation.
Yeah.
And Felcher says, do you know how to make a dead baby float?
I don't.
Add root beer and ice cream. Comedy! That is good, Felcher.
That's not a
I like
bad
that.
One.
That's pretty good. I haven't heard that yet. You know how to make a dead baby sink?
Hmm.
I don't know. I was asking.
Oh. I used to know a bunch of those. There's a couple I still remember.
You fill it full of lead.
No. Okay, I don't even know where I am anymore. After after recovering from the trauma, the prelate said his family immediately brought back the fetus to church.
Yes.
And then I bless the aborted fetus.
Yes. I bless you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Shop Vac that sucked you out of your mother's vagina.
The fetus was then brought to this cemetery where it was provided a proper burial.
Oh, well,
not in a
God
mask,
bless that.
Yes,
you know,
God
it's
bless
a,
that.
It's a good thing because I'd hate for it to have, you know, not. I mean, what do you think they were going to do with that?
I don't know.
Oh, speaking of dead aborted babies, do you know how to get a dead baby in a jar?
Hmm.
Blend it? Oh, I don't know if that was the joke. And out of the jar?
Want to hear the worst dead baby
yes,
joke I've ever heard?
Yes, I do right now. Go.
What's the difference between a dead baby and a golden delicious apple?
Oh, what?
You don't come on the apple before you eat it.
Oh, that's sexy.
That's the best
that's
one I've
sexy.
Ever heard.
Oh, man. But no. Oh, what I was going to say is I was driving by that church out on Whitefish Stage, and they have the crosses in the fucking thing.
Oh, God.
There's
like
this is for
them.
How many
aborted
babies
things
happen in the Flat Valley every
babies.
Year or something, and it's a bunch. I'm really glad that that happens.
Imagine how bad traffic would be.
I know. Imagine how many more fucking retards and how much worse our fucking local economy would be if all of those babies would have been born, you know? That's just fucking stupid.
He said the shocking incident shows that the church needs to highlight its pro-life stand. He said the church should have an undying campaign to educate people, especially women, about the importance of life.
Yeah, please. Life is too precious to send to me in a jar, but I'll wait till it gets to be about 12 years old and then I'll fuck it.
Right.
Way to go, priest.
Cool.
You adult. I mean,
that's why he doesn't want to abort all these babies. He wants to have sex with them.
Yeah, they're like, hey, don't abort the babies. I'm going to use those when they're a little bit older.
What
Not much older, but a little bit. Yeah. Because, you know, God forbid I have sex with my wife.
Yeah.
That'd be weird. Who does that anymore?
I know.
Fuck.
Well, that's it for that story.
That was a good story.
That was a good story.
I am all about that. Alrighty, well, this one is called Man's Nose Bitten Off in Burger King Drive-Thru. Talk about my way. Oh, man. Biter talks about taste of blood. This one comes out of Charleston County, South Carolina. A man bit off another man's nose in a fight in a Burger King drive-thru and then bragged about it, deputy said. Like, I bit off his nose. Na-na-na-na.
Take that.
You think he went up to him? He was like, got your nose. Got your nose.
Got your
oh,
nose.
No, look, I really do.
Go get it.
Now, the fight started after Gary Eastwood. According to the police report, 38-year-old Gary Eastwood was behind Tommy Easterling at the Burger King on Tuesday. The fight started after Eastwood rammed his truck into Easterling's car. He's like, all right, hurry up. Vroom, vroom. Boom! And then he gets out. He's like, got your nose.
Got your nose.
The deputy said that when they arrived, they found 32-year-old Easterling with an extremely bloody face.
Yeah, that probably gets pretty bloody when your nose gets bitten
off.
Yeah,
I mean, fuck, my nose gets bloody when I pick it too much, let alone having it off.
See that? She just teleported over
there. I know, that was crazy. She's like, bling. Extremely bloody face and Eastwood with blood around his mouth, but no injuries. Deputies called for emergency. Oh, but no injuries. So he was A-okay.
Yeah, he wasn't injured.
You think that's just as effective as kicking a dude in the balls? Like biting his nose off?
No.
No?
I think getting kicked balls, in the balls
that,
would be worse.
Really? Even if you didn't have a nose anymore?
I'd just be the... piece
you know
it.
What? If I was his friend, I'd be like, dude, do you smell that? Oh, no, you don't. Because you don't have a nose. Oh,
yeah,
man.
But no way he was able.
I'm good.
No way he was able to bite his whole nose off. It was probably just the tip of it.
I don't know. It sounds like his whole nose.
I don't think so, dude.
Oh, let's see. Deputies called for emergency medical when they realized Easterling's nose was missing. M-I-A. Witnesses said they saw Eastwood bite Easterling's face and then raise up and spit out flesh.
Oh.
Raise up! and then spit out flesh. Like, oh, could you, he just like ran and jumped on him all Amazon style and just.
That was I would pay $1 million.
And
to
then
see
he
that.
Like rose up and was like, "I am all that is man." And then he spit it out.
That must have been so brutal. Looking.
Oh, God, I wish I would have been there to see that.
Yeah, I'd pay $1 million.
That's some gladiator shit, man. I would definitely.
Where's the phone recording that video?
I know, right? I fucking wish.
Record the good
that
stuff.
That is some YouTube shit, if ever there was.
Right. Although, you know, if someone was recording it, they'd be like, this is going on YouTube.
Yeah. Emergency medical workers located the missing piece of Easterling's nose and transported it with him to the hospital. There was no immediate word if it could be reattached. Word to that. Deputy said that as they were transporting Eastwood, he told them he intentionally bit off Easterling's nose because he was, quote, at war in the Burger King drive-thru.
At war.
This is a battlefield.
Right.
Raw is war. You don't fuck around.
What were they fighting about?
Well, let's
does it even
they
say
were
it?
At war. What is anybody ever
what
fighting
they at
about?
War for?
Oil? I don't know.
But at Burger King.
Religion?
No, not at Burger King.
The last
King.
Whopper? I really
maybe it's that.
Let's see. Deputy said that while on his way to jail, they did not pass go and they did not collect $200. Eastwood described the taste of blood and appeared to be bragging about what he had done. He's like, hey, you ever bite a nose off before? I have. You know what it tastes like? Blood. And then he rose up.
Like war. Tastes like war.
And then he went back to heaven. To sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
Of course.
That's right. He is charged with assault of a high and aggravated nature. High. And they're like, you had to have been high to do that.
No, it was more aggravated than just normal.
A high and aggravated?
Really?
Yeah, it's not even like extremely aggravated. It's like, he is charged with assault of a high and aggravated nature.
That's weird.
Hi, yeah. I mean, why would you bite off a nose? Are you fucked up? Are you well? Is everything in your life going according to plan?
Obviously.
According to God the Father Almighty's master plan?
Right.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen to you. Have you ever been baptized?
No.
I have been baptized. I'm so sorry. You know what? I'm like undercover brother. If all this shit goes down and I sneak my way into heaven, I'll leave the door open for you.
Cool.
I got
appreciate
you back,
that.
Man. That's right. Hey. I'm your brosif, man.
Brosif.
That's right. Mary, Mother of God, and her husband, Brosif. All right. Thank you. Well, that's it for that story. So how long have we been doing this now?
57 minutes.
All right. Well, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
All right. This one is called Granny Bashers at Supermarket.
Yes. I love bashing grannies at supermarkets.
That's not what
I
this
also
is about.
What?
It's not about someone bashing grannies.
Oh, well, fuck that then. This one is called...
Two grannies on mobility scooters had to be dragged apart after they started fighting in a supermarket.
Wait, they were on Rascals?
Yeah,
free to see the world!
It was like bumper cars.
Oh, God. They were reaching for the last box of Depends, right. And it was like all slow-mo. And then their bones just went...
Shoppers watched in amazement as the pair began trading blows and ramming each other in a furious row over money.
Over money? Some of that old lady estate money.
Yeah, cops were called after staff heard screams from the fruit and veggie aisle, and officers broke up the brawl.
You know what I would have said? Clean up aisle four. Clean up aisle four.
Right.
Can I get a price check?
One of the pair, 78-year-old Lucy...
Oh,
Lucy,
yeah.
Led to an ambulance with blood seeping from a rip in her arm.
Ooh.
Now, what throws me off is she didn't get cut. Her arm got ripped.
Diamonds
like,
don't cut
different?
Skin. Diamonds rip skin. The other lady probably had a fat-ass diamond ring,
probably.
Some old rich-ass bitch ring, and
that
she just fucking...
It.
Or
see, this is what they were fighting in.
Oh, man. I would have paid $5 million to see that.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, my God. Just, can you imagine, like, that, watching that fight would have been like watching a normal fight, but in slow motion, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, they move so fucking slow. It would have been just like blow for blow and just amazing. Felcher says they were fighting over who would get raped by the lottery winner from last show's news. Well played, sir. Well played. But oh, what I was going to say is yesterday when I was delivering, I was in town and shit, and there was this fucking old lady kind of by the Hockaday, by the library and shit.
Oh, okay.
Like, wanting to cross the street with a walker and shit. And, like, I totally stopped. Just, I was like, all right, I'm going to time this and see how long it takes her. And I'm not fucking shitting you, dude. Like, a minute and 12 seconds. Just moving the walker. And then, like, shaking.
From leaving the sidewalk to getting on
the other sidewalk. Yeah. Just shaking. And then one foot. And then the next foot. And then the walker. Like, it was, oh, God. It was so fucking funny, though. I was trying to get my fucking camera out and shit. But by the time I fucking. Yeah, I did it with my phone. It came out. It was all blurry because it was through the truck window. Like, I didn't want to be all hanging out with my work shirt on. Like, hey. Smile.
You're on camera.
Can you speed this up a bit?
Please don't.
No, it was, oh God. That's like what that fight would have been like, right? Though, just so, oh God.
Lucy's granddaughter, Daniel Phillips, said, Grandma used to be really friendly with other women, but they fell out over money. This was the first time they've met since.
Money is the root of all evil. Money will make people do effed up junk.
That will happen.
Money will make people have sex with people they normally wouldn't.
It's true.
Alcohol will also do that.
Crack will do that, too.
Crack will make you suck dick for crack.
Well, you have crack whores, though, that'll fuck for crack.
Well, yeah, that's true. Know. We have crack whore confessions. God, what would we do without the internet, man?
I don't know.
We would Nothing. Be totally different than we are now.
We would be so much less corrupt.
Yeah.
We'd be so pure and innocent.
We're like a couple of walking blue screens of death.
Yeah, pretty that's much.
That's awesome. Thanks, internet. Love ya. Oh,
well, it's your turn.
Oh, well, did you say that's it for that story?
No, I didn't.
Hey, is it
that's
is that it, is that it
that
for that?
That is it for that story.
All right. Well, moving right along. This one is called Man Arrested in Underwear, Accused of Making a Brief Escape.
As in brief, the
as
underwear?
As in underwear. Oh! Oh, my fucking God, Dan Benson.
He's so
Holy
hilarious.
Shit.
I can't believe he thought that up.
I hope you got a bonus for that, my friend.
You
because
deserve
if
an
not,
award.
You're getting taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Somebody get that man a Peabody, please. Brief escape after robbery. Holy shit. Oh, this one comes out of Hartford, Connecticut, probably. I don't know. Somewhere in Hartford. After word came over the city public works radio Tuesday morning that police were looking for someone who had just held up a nearby gas station, Hartford Fire Chief Paul Stevens thought the perpetrator might be fleeing east toward the downtown fire station.
Maybe.
He might be, you
could
know.
Possibly.
Quote,
he could be going the other way, too.
He might be. Quote, I opened up the overhead door of the fire station, of course, and kept a heads up, looking for anything out of the ordinary. You know, I was on my guard.
Right.
I had my Dalmatian next to me.
Just chilling.
He had a boner. I did not.
Red Rocket.
I had my axe ready. Something out of the ordinary, you know, anything.
Right. Anything.
Maybe a midget mowing his lawn.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
Could be good, could be bad.
Maybe an old person driving through a building. I don't know. Just something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, just waiting.
Quote,
seeing.
I saw something very out of the ordinary.
Really?
Very. Like, here's like, ordinary. It was just out of it.
It wasn't even floor. Out. No, it was very out of the ordinary. It was, like, here's ordinary, here's out of the ordinary, and here's very out of the ordinary.
Yeah, just totally out of it. What Steven saw was a man riding a bicycle dressed only in his underwear. Briefs. Not boxers, because I know that was your next question. Did I just make the clever brief pun, or was he really wearing briefs? Because, you know, making a boxer escape after robbery, no, that just doesn't work for
me. No, it's got to be brief.
Yeah, it's got to be a brief escape, because it was quick.
Right.
And brief is another word for quick. But brief is also another word for tidy-whities.
Right.
Our language is beautiful.
I know.
Let's see.
So
briefs.
Easy to twist around.
I know. It's like a cycle. And the underwear was stuffed with something. Here, here, here. Can you take a guess at what it was stuffed with?
I have no idea.
His hand, perhaps?
Perhaps.
Perhaps the fireman's hand, perhaps. They kind of swing.
The severed hand.
Right? Perhaps the dog's red rocket. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just
reading
the story.
Perhaps the dog itself.
Perhaps.
I could have been a small dog.
Could have been. And if it was under 40 pounds, if this was Florida, they could have sex with it.
I thought that was Washington.
Or Washington. Either or. I'm not picky at this point.
Although in Florida, it is illegal to have sex with a porcupine.
That is true. Good thing.
Yeah. Saving lives.
Hey, what do you think happens to a porcupine when it gets horny?
Yeah, I don't know.
Comedy. Okay. Let's see. At first, this is a quote, mind you. This is word for word, right. Verbatim.
Okay.
At first, I thought it was a Speedo. At first.
But then I made sure to examine closer.
Right.
Cause
nope, it was his penis.
No.
Oh, my bad.
Oops.
Stevens radioed police as the man rode his bike past the city's recreation department. He's like, boy, I'd like to recreate with that.
Wow.
That's right. Recreation department building, the shower arts and activity center, and right up to the fire station. He's like, hey, you guys hiring? I'm ready to go. I'm ready to put out the fire.
Yeah. It'll be brief.
Thank you. Officers arrived in seconds, Stevens said, because they live there, because they're a bunch of queers, and arrested Patrick J. Bishop, 37, of Hartford, who was still bicycling toward downtown. According to a criminal complaint filed Wednesday in Washington County, the near-naked Bishop waved toward police, telling them that the man who robbed the gas station was to the southwest of their location. A little throw him off the scent, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, he went that way. It's not me. once they stopped Bishop, police quickly grew skeptical of that story. My spider sense is tingling.
Mm.
Is yours?
Nope, it's my penis.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right. It was my penis.
I mistake the two.
Yes, it's very understandable. Once they stopped him, they were skeptical. Officers found in Bishop's briefs a briefcase, a wad of cash totaling $412, a wallet, and an unopened pack of cigarettes, according to the complaint. All in his briefs.
Wow.
Which means he must have had a little dick to fit all that stuff. Or a really big butthole to just set him.
Or
in.
Just oversized briefs for
right?
his size.
That could be. Or yes. They could have been stuffed, and then in the sock he used to stuff it is where that stuff went.
Right.
Yeah. You ever stuffed it?
No.
No? Me neither.
You're lying.
I'm lying. I stuff it every night.
So is that it for that story?
No.
Really?
You would ask yourself
I think that's it so much.
And
I don't think
you would be wrong.
I don't see how there could be any more.
That's not it.
Wow.
Bishop was charged Wednesday with armed robbery with threat of force, a felony for which he could be in prison 40 years if convicted.
40 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Be nice. According to the criminal complaint, Bishop entered the gas station just before 10 a.m. wearing a pair of blue coveralls and bought a pack of smokes. That shit will kill you. When the cashier opened the cash drawer, Bishop pulled a handgun.
Oh,
is
shit.
Is that like pulling a Jimmy? Pull a handgun?
Right.
It's a cool thing to call masturbation. Hey, I'm going to go pull a handgun.
Yeah. Depending on how good you are, it might take a while to fire.
Oh, that's dude, my delay. Gun went off. Misfire.
Oh, shit.
Blue coverall handgun. He repeatedly demanded that the cashier give it up.
Give it up.
You're kind of cute. What are you doing here?
Give it up.
I have a gun. It's going to go off any moment.
Oh, there it went.
I'm going to make this brief. Now get on the ground. Spread them. Oh, God. Give it up, and then took cash from the register. So not only did he get her to give it up, but he also made out with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that give it up money.
Yeah.
During a search along the bike path, police found a toy gun. Ooh.
Oh, it's a toy gun.
You got
psych.
Punked.
You got punked.
You fail. Yeah. Holy shit. How cool do you feel? You gave it up for a toy gun.
That's how easy you are.
Wow, slut.
I wouldn't have done that. Hey, I would have noticed.
Hey, slut. Slut much? Huh, slut?
Yeah. Slutty looking for any excuse you can get.
Slutty McSlutson.
It was a gun.
Yeah. Oh, good. It went off. They found a toy gun and articles of clothing, including white socks, rubber boots, and blue coveralls. Bishop told police he had been robbed of his clothing by someone who looked like him. They're like, you kind of look like that guy. Yeah, I know. That was weird. He, like, yeah. Totally kind of looked like me.
But he took it.
It was my doppelganger. That's fucked up.
Did they actually fall for that?
Well, let's find out.
All right.
I said he got shit taken by someone who looked like him, but that the robber did not want the money or the cigarettes. He's like, hey, give me your clothes. Right. No, keep the money.
You can have the money and the cigarettes.
Your money's no good here, friend.
No.
I just need some clothes. Right. I need the shirt off your back and your briefs. I don't know. Bishop was identified as the robber from video surveillance and by the clerk, who is quoted as saying, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I'm sure.
Quote, the situation is kind of humorous, but it is a serious offense. What I find humorous is that you're going to go to jail for possibly 40 years. Hey, wave goodbye to your life. Kiss your life goodbye before you leave, because you're never going to see it again.
No, but honestly, if you're doing that kind of stuff with your life, how much of a life do you really have anyway?
Well, you don't, and that's why the situation is kind of humorous, right. But it is a serious offense, Steven said, downplaying his own role in the arrest. I really didn't do anything. It broke up the monotony of the day. I was glad to do it. Hey, just doing my job.
Right.
That's why I'm
my part.
That's right. I give a hoot.
Yeah.
Just trying to help. Bail is $10,000.
A cat is an asshole.
That is it. Yes, she is. She's a cunt.
She is a cunt.
Keeping with how women generally tend to be. You are a bitch-ass bitch.
Even the cat is.
I'm so glad my cat can't go on the rag. Because yeah. That would suck.
They go into heat.
Not her.
Oh, she's fixed.
Fucking A, Bubba. Nice. All right. That is it for that story.
Should we do another one?
What time is it?
It's 8:11, but we're an hour and 10 minutes in.
An hour 10? Yeah, do one more. What the fuck?
All right.
It's Friday. You ain't got shit to do tomorrow. Hey, you want to burn one?
Right now?
Right here, right now?
Care.
Yeah? All right.
I'm going to
read all of
this one is called Communion Wafer Held Hostage Raises Holy Heck.
Holy Heck?
Holy Heck!
Holy H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah. Totes.
Totes. WVs. I love that.
Whatever.
Hey, WVs.
A Minnesota University instructor and avowed atheist is jousting with a national Catholic watchdog group over a smuggled communion wafer, which the associate professor dismisses as a fracking cracker. What's a fracking?
That is racist.
What's fracking?
Quick,
mean?
Get Al Sharpton on the phone. We need a lazy nigger. Stat.
Stat.
I need 50 cc's of no good worthless shit.
Yeah.
Quick.
Call Al.
Paul, this is all over a stolen communion wafer.
Yeah, which is going to get eaten anyway.
Maybe.
I mean, they do get eaten.
That is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus H.
Fucking
titty
cannibals.
Fucking Christ.
Am I right?
Jesus
cannibals?
Fuck.
They're eating the
Jesus
body of
titty
Christ.
Titty fuck. My face. Jesus Christ.
Are you even listening to me?
Hallelujah. Glory, glory to the Father. Sorry.
So, palsy Myers.
That's the same thing that Keith did from
right.
Keith and the Girl.
But he didn't get
he
caught,
totally
luckily.
Palmed the thing. He got caught by his parents, and he got disowned for that shit.
What did he do? He it got, so Hemda could taste it?
Yeah, because I'm curious.
Yeah,
I mean, I went to
Jesus
communion,
taste like?
But I was too young. Yeah, you'd think Jesus would taste like just the most purest
yeah,
of anything.
Yeah, it must be amazing.
Just pure and utter goodness.
You know what I picked? It's probably just those vanilla wafers.
But that's how serious this is. Keith is very hurt by this. He was disowned. Keith now has something else in common with us. He no longer has a father.
His is still alive, though. It's just it's
yeah,
not his
but for
anymore.
How much longer, you know?
Right.
We're all on a slippery slope, Braden.
Life is a slippery slope.
Life is short, Braden. A little something I made up the other day. Life is short. Play hard. Just do it.
Right.
And now what that means...
What does that mean? I don't even know.
Is that life is short.
Yeah.
And life is a game.
I got
and
it.
And you need to play hard.
Right.
You need to play with your dick hard.
What?
What? And just do it.
All right.
Whatever you want to do, just do it. If you want to...
The last part was kind of weird, but whatever.
Okay. I'll take that. If you want to have sex with my cat, Braden, life is short. Play hard. Just do it.
No.
And let me film.
No.
That would be a catastrophe. Please continue.
We would have to wrap that cat in duct tape first.
So it wouldn't explode. That's disgusting. But yeah, so that's fucked up. And it's bread. Like, right. Really? People feed bread to ducks. I understand they didn't bless the bread.
It's a cracker.
Yeah. No shit. A holy cracker.
It's a cracker.
I mean, really.
It's a fracking cracker.
Let's ruin somebody's life over a cracker.
Right. They should go
Thanks,
to jail
guys.
For that.
Way to turn the other cheek, so. WWJD style, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking hypocrite bitches.
Paul Z. Myers, who teaches biology at the University of Minnesota, on his blog this week expressed amazement that a Florida college student who briefly took a wafer hostage from a church ceremony has been receiving death threats for an action that was characterized as a hate crime.
Death? What?
Yes.
A hate crime on by who? The cracker?
I guess.
I'm holding your cracker ransom.
Give me $1 million or you would never see the cracker
I want
2 again.
Liters of Christ's blood blessed.
Right now.
Right now. You know what? At the old Christian school I used to go to, they always had like the baptismal fountain and shit. And I remember like, when I was that young, you know, that's when I was just starting to be like, you know, this seems kind of fucked up.
Right, you're like, is this right?
Yeah, and like, I remember a couple of kids used to spit in that. Oh. And like, because it had been so brainwashed into me, I was just like, that seems so bad. Like, yeah. I was just waiting for them to, like, drop dead at any second. Right. I was just like, holy shit.
They're spitting
Did you
there?
Just... Wow. Like, that... To me, that just, like... I was just blown away.
Right.
And now it's like... Yeah, dude, I would take a piss in it. It's yeah. water. Big fucking deal. It's so stupid that they get so fucking... I mean, that people have... died in wars over religion.
Right.
And now, like, and to call it a hate crime? Really? Did someone throw a rock at a black guy?
Yeah.
Did we not get to that part yet?
Well, no, I guess...
Are these colors not running?
Yeah, it doesn't... They don't have to be... It doesn't have to be racial. It just has to be a crime, you know, because of hate.
What?
Basically. Because they hate them. So, I
Because
guess,
they hate crackers?
Because they hate... You know,
then
religion.
Lock me up, son, because I ate a whole box of Wheat Thins yesterday.
Well,
I didn't hate it, though. Yeah. I loved every minute of it. I love Wheat Thins. It's how I am. I like those things.
They're good.
I need them in my life.
You think they just go out and buy a bunch of just some kind of cracker and then just take it out of the package?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's places you can get it. But for people to take this shit, okay, it was cute when it first started. It's getting a little out of hand now.
Right.
So let's all stop playing counting coon, whatever the fuck it's called, and let's just get on with our lives.
Right.
Let's not send death threats at this kid who stole unleavened bread, basically. Is
yeah.
that what I mean?
I think so.
I will reimburse you out of my own goodness that just overflows
give you $2
in my heart. To just leave him be. Let him move on. And if... The whole point of religion, you're supposed to go out and get people to believe your bullshit. Killing them isn't going to help that cause. Neither is having sex with your congregation's little kids. Now, that is a hate crime. But did you ever see any of them get death threats or get
nope.
fucking thrown in jail even?
Not one.
But this kid takes a piece of bread, a cracker, a saltine, if mm-hmm. you will. There's restaurants around here that give the homeless people soup with crackers.
It's true.
Wow.
I know.
Let's all just go to church and give them all of our money.
Let's do that.
And then let them fuck our kids. It's a good idea.
Right. So, Myers wrote in an at times profane blog entry, crazy Christian fanatics right here in our own country have been threatening to kill a young man over a cracker. This is insane.
Yeah, I'm with him. This is fucking nuts. This is cuckoos, magoos with no shoes,
right.
man. This is crazy talk. I mean, really? I find it more realistic that somebody would kill somebody. Excuse me. It's more realistic to me that somebody would kill somebody else over a video game than a cracker.
Yeah.
I mean, at least a video game.
It's a fucking cracker.
A lot of people spent a lot of time to make that game and write out the storyline and design it.
Hey, people make those crackers, too.
By the billions!
Yeah.
And they're... Oh, man. Our world is effed in the A with the cracker of Christ. The CC, the Christ cracker.
We're effed in the crack.
We're effed... Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. That is fucked up, man. You can't do that kind of shit.
There's more. He added, can anyone out there score me some consecrated communion wafers? I'll show you sacrilege gladly and with much fanfare.
Do you think that would get us a little negative attention if we went, if I started going to churches during communion and like taking them until I had like five of them, and then
you should
we
go take some. I want to try it.
Hold on, and then we make a YouTube video or an XTube video
of
me jacking off all over the crackers.
No. No.
You don't think we'd get any press for that?
I don't think I want to do that.
Especially if I make a sign that says we stole your cracker.
You can do it, but I don't want to be
a
part of it.
We shouldn't make... Are you scared?
No, I just don't want to have anything to do with you jacking off on a cracker.
Well, no, it's not like I would make you eat it.
But I don't want to see it or anything.
Well, no, you... Wow.
Why do I have to be a part of that at all?
The act... Okay, we could dump on it. We could piss on it. I was just saying some kind of, you know... act of desecration or defilement, you know?
I gotcha.
Maybe we could like...
I just don't care that much.
We should make the jam hole Christ crucifix dildo or just something just totally wrong that if a God existed and he saw someone mocking him that bad would just smite them.
That's
right
the proof.
Away. And then we could be like, look.
Proof. Yeah, he doesn't exist.
Look,
this is still here.
What proof do you want? It's called faith, Matt. Your
in
very
what?
Your very name, Matthew, means a gift of God. You should have faith. You know what I say to that? Absolutely nothing.
Cool.
Because I don't talk to retards.
I hear that.
All right. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
Is that it for that story?
There's quite a bit more.
Well, continue, please.
I'm just trying to seep through the bullshit and get to the good stuff.
Oh, there could be a lot of bullshit.
Right, it's
stories.
Mostly just bullshit. Left.
All
right,
so he got fucking, he took a cracker and now it's a hate crime and Al Sharpton's probably going to get up on this. No, actually, this one's Pat Robertson's, I bet you.
Wait, look at this last
sentence. I bet you money.
Look at this last sentence. His opponents, he said, described him as a strident, militant atheist because of his activism in the debate of evolution versus creationism.
Oh, wow, because we shouldn't ever debate about
anything. No, we should never question
anything at all.
That's why the people who... are really fucking stupid or stupid because they don't question anything.
Because they either
they
don't
all the
care
bullshit out
or
there.
That. Yeah, they're happy with what's there.
Right,
and that's fine.
Dumb,
you can believe it or don't believe it. You can believe what we say or don't believe it. But what you really should do is look into it and look at both sides of it and then make an educated guess.
Right.
I mean, that's the best any of us can ever really do. We're just guessing. There's no manual on this shit. Not yet. We're writing it. It'll be done... sometime in the next 5 years.
Which that, manual are you talking about?
The book we're writing.
Oh, that.
Yeah, oh, that.
I was thinking of something else.
Oh, what were you thinking?
Well,
of?
I saw this one video on that stumble upon thing.
Uh-huh. You stumbled upon this one video,
yeah.
Is, I believe, how you
and
say
it's
it.
And it was like some scientist kind of thing. I was looking in the... I went to the specific channel for stuff
look,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and look for like science stuff.
Right.
And like... they're working on actually, like, mapping out your DNA.
Mine?
And, yeah, like everyone's.
Like my DNA.
Yeah, like you can go...
Me personally.
You can go get your DNA mapped out, put on a disc to take home with you as a guide to your body.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty
just
cool.
Just like how you have a guide to your car.
Did you see
that
thing a while ago that was... they would take your DNA and they would make, like, big pictures, like art for your
really?
House and like
that's cool.
You and your wife or your girlfriend, you could get your own like DNA profile. It, they
badass.
Look cool. Like
yeah,
it was just a bunch of colors and like it was cool looking.
Yeah.
And it just to be like that's a piece of me kind of, you know,
that's
my DNA.
Yeah, that's
see
my
that
DNA.
Honey, that's what you swallow every night. That right there.
Yep, that's it.
That's the good stuff.
Yep. It's all you, right. Baby.
So is that it for that story?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, should we do one more and then get the fuck out of here?
Do you have another one?
I have like three more.
I'm honestly getting hungry now.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of hungry. Should
it's we? All this pot.
Oh, that's probably it. All right. Well, let's do this one and then we'll get the fuck out of here. All right. This one is called Winnipeg White Pride Mother Regrets Redrawing Swastika on Child's Arm.
You think?
That, like, you know.
You think even while you're doing it, you'll be like, fuck, I'm going to regret this later.
You know, that looked a lot cooler in my head.
Yeah.
I'm starting to maybe regret this.
Right. Maybe it wasn't a good idea.
Maybe not.
Maybe it's not as cool as I thought it was.
Redrawing. So, like, the first time it was a, this is a great idea. Wap-par, hot char, hot char. But then, like, she was redrawing it. She's like, is this a good idea? Nah, this is a good, is it? Yeah, this is a good idea.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
White power, right.
Yeah.
A Winnipeg mother whose children were seized by authorities after she sent her daughter to school with a swastika on her arm says she regrets redrawing the Nazi symbol after a teacher scrubbed it off.
Oh, I thought it was a tattoo.
No, it was like a Sharpie, like how if your friends fall asleep, you draw dicks on their faces, and then they have to go to work the next morning. Like, oh,
I remember
you're fired.
When,
thanks, guys.
When you did that to what was that one kid?
Oh yeah, the little Constantius kid. Yeah, that was
yeah,
so
you
funny
drew a
during
big
that
penis.
LAN party.
Yeah, it was like a huge penis.
Oh man, then I found,
and then you had a heart on his arm with an arrow through it.
I didn't
said
do that.
Men.
I think Mark did that one. But so I was funny. Going through some old videos, and I found one. I have this machine called the Biotense 3000. Have we ever talked about that on the show?
No, I don't
but
think
basically
so.
What it is, it's a machine with like these pads on it, and there's two pads and then two pads. And you put them around like a muscle that's sore, and you turn on the juice, and it like sends electricity to it.
Uh-huh.
And it you can turn it up if there's a new battery in it, like really high, and it'll shock the shit out of you. Like it burns.
Right.
So what we did, Brayden,
yes,
when you were
it
younger.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. You look so young in that. And really? I was all big and fat and like, but like we
and
took that thing
and
you were, you were passed the fuck out on this bed downstairs and we fucking put them on your legs while you were sleeping.
I remember it.
Do you remember?
I woke
it?
Up
okay.
Like I was passed out.
Because the
so
batteries
drunk.
Were kind of low, but like in the video you can see your legs kind of moving and you're like, what the, like, just,
I didn't feel that at all.
Yeah,
I remember it too. I didn't feel anything.
That was awesome.
I just felt my legs moving.
So anyway, white pride, Nazis,
right. White power.
Swastika, right? We're like, we're not racist.
No.
White pride mother.
White power, yeah. White power. No, this is the story.
The mother, who considers herself white nationalist, is fighting the child welfare system. Ooh. That's a game you rarely
win. It's a hard
win.
Fight to fight.
That is, she's fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
I gotta give that. That's good. Oh, God. To regain custody of her daughter, 7, and son, 2, who both rock awesome fucking swastika tattoos. They were taken away after.
Like on the Romper Stomper. He's got
did you watch that finally?
Yeah.
That is a fucked up
movie. I watched
it
a while ago.
All the, like the first half of the movie, they go around beating Chinese people.
Yeah.
And then the last half of the movie, they're running away from more Chinese
people.
Right,
because there's a lot.
But it's Russell Crowe, and he likes to fight. And I'm Rompa Stompa. You say something to me, we're going to fight. Oi.
Oi.
I'm Russell Crowe, and I say, fuck the jam hole. Oi.
I bet he'd like our show.
He probably would. He's like, oi, this show makes me want to fight. I'm Russell Crowe.
I'm Russell Crowe.
They were taken away after the girl was sent to school with the swastika drawn on her arm.
Oh.
You'd think you would maybe wait. Like,
you
that's,
just got
that's
punked.
Yeah. What is she gonna do? But you think that would be something you would save for the weekend, maybe?
Maybe.
It's like, okay, by Monday.
Unless they wanted to do that. They're
really?
Like, she's gonna go to school tomorrow.
They're like, Mom, we live in Harlem. Is that a good... Okay.
Is this a good idea?
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
4 months ago, her daughter drew a swastika on her arm and went to school, where her teacher scrubbed it off. So she, the little kid, did. The mother helped her daughter draw it on her arm again, an act she now regrets. She's like, no, honey, like this.
I just sighed
you
in
have
disgust
to cut
over
it.
That.
What?
I just sighed in disgust over
that. Was
that? Like, I just, a little part of me died just now.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I know.
Oh, man.
It's like,
I know. Like,
this is so crazy.
We share some genes with these people. Isn't that fucked
up?
Yeah,
I'm just like so
sad. Do you have
sad.
The urge to draw a Nazi sign on your arm?
I have the urge to shoot myself.
Really? Yeah. We can do that. All right.
Because I am disgusted that I am on a planet with these people.
I know, right?
I'm ashamed to be a human being.
Once again. Quote, "It was one of the stupidest things I've done in my life, but it's no reason to take my kids," the mother said.
You know, that's kind of a good reason.
No, this is the second stupidest thing. The first was having kids.
Right.
You're a fucking white nationalist Nazi. Yeah. We need to bring more kids for the army, for the white army.
We need more of you.
I would have laughed if one of the kids came out black and they're like, "You'll have some explaining to do." Child and family service caseworkers were alerted and went to the family's apartment, where they found neo-Nazi symbols and flags and took custody of her son. "Come with me if you want to live with black people." I'm Arnold.
I'm Arnold.
Her daughter was taken from school. In court documents, social workers say they're worried the parents' conduct and associations might harm the emotional well-being of the children and put them at risk. No, that seemed like a perfectly healthy...
Yeah, what risk is there?
Wow, I mean, really? You only hate, you know, every other race except for you.
Right.
So that's a good idea.
That's good to live by.
That's a good way to start things off.
That's going to get you far. Here, honey, you're going to have a successful life.
Yeah, congratulations. Yes. You will never fail.
Never.
Quote.
By never, I mean always.
Although she proudly wears a silver necklace that includes a swastika and has white pride flags in her home, the mother, who can't be named to avoid identifying her children, denies she's a neo-Nazi or white supremacist.
You know what? I was just thinking about that.
That's not mine.
It just blows me away that there's still people that, like... think that way.
Yeah, right?
It's like, really? You're still that close-minded and retarded?
Let's
like,
change the flag to the Confederate
yeah, haven't
flag.
We evolved past that yet?
The war ain't over yet.
It's so bad. I can't believe people like
amazing.
That still exist.
Amazing to me. Yeah. Just... wow. And then you have kids.
Right.
So let's, grab one, pass it down.
How are you even smart
right?
enough to know to put the dick in the vagina?
Well, that's just programmed in
I
you.
I guess, but
that's,
still. They're
dogs and monkeys can do that. That's no
true.
Great feat
they're,
of
they're
intelligence.
They're at the same level
but,
as dogs and monkeys
yeah.
then.
I mean, fuck. People can do it just fucking blacked out drunk.
Right.
It's, yeah. Let's see. She's not. So she totally denies this. She's like, "What Nazi symbol?
Oh
that's
that
not
one?
Mine. I
don't even know how that. I'm just holding that for a friend.
Yeah. That's not mine. I saw you do it. I do it because I saw you do it. That's why." God. Quote: A black person has a right to say black power or black pride, and yet they're turning around on us and saying we're racist and bigots. Well, you know what? We call reverse racist on you.
Yeah, but
nigger.
The difference is
so there.
That black people have that black pride. Power and pride is because of obvious reasons.
Hey, fuck pride. I mean, what is pride anyway? It's a made-up word to kind of describe how you feel or how you... like, your pride...
You have pride.
You shouldn't have pride. You should humble thyself before God, you hypocrite fucks.
Of course.
I mean... I'm done.
Another
I'm done with people. I'm boycotting people.
I'm done with everything.
I'm done... Oh, God. It's hypocrisy at its finest. No, ma'am. Religion and you are. You are.
You
fail. The mother she's been in and out of court, blah, 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 blah. So who fucking cares? I say let's just kill them all.
We should just kill... let's just blow
them.
Up the entire
us
planet.
Us included, because
yes,
apparently
everyone.
We're racist.
Everyone right. on this planet should just be killed
everyone.
And just let it start over.
Hit the reset button.
Please, yes.
Now. All right. Well, you got anything else?
No.
I'm good. I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, as per usual, you can email us info@thejamhole.com or thejamhole.com is our shit. You can listen live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you want to get a message before we do that, you can go to myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. You can leave us comments, vote, subscribe. Give us money. What else?
I don't know.
All right. go to church, pray hard. We'll talk to you Monday.
Amen.
I'm an inbred local and I got no brain to speak of. My furrowed brow gets deeper every day. My education's spotty, just the side of non-existent. Cause knowing things just might get in the way. Well, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes today. Oh, well, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. What are they? Well, the neighbors, they all think I'm dumb. Cause I don't have opposing thumbs. And I cannot pick up the telephone. I often sit at home and cry. My cousin uncle tells me why. Says it's due to lack of chromosomes. Oh, well, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes today. Oh, well, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. What are they? Oh, well, my cousin, uncle, nephew told my sister Aunt Louise that my cousin, father, grandpa has got triple jointed knees. My sister, cousin, twice removed, raised a flipper in despair. And my darling niece and charming wife just spit some clumps of hair. And as I sit and wonder, you know that I've got to think that our gene pool's about as big as our kitchen sink. And I don't care what people say, I'm quite content to be this way. And to my close-knit kin, I raise this toast. Scripture, verse, and Bible song prove out my theory right along. Just look at the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes today. Oh, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. What are they?
One more time around the family
tree. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes today.
Oh, well,
I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. What are they?
More chromo DNA.